from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
I grew up here in Homestead and grew up in the steel mill days, so a lot of steel mills.
Flesh and blood principalities, battle over spiritual policies, thinking that the one is going to follow.
We were responsible for our community. You know, we say we need help, but we got to learn how to help ourselves.
A lot of people who are pioneers and icons who got us to where we are today because they used their brains. If they used their fists, we would never have heard about them.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from Leon McCray, age 85 at the time of this interview.
I was born in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I was born in 1928. School was fun. A place that we took seriously because your parents insisted upon that. I went to the University of Pittsburgh and I started after I got out of the service. I went into the military when I was 18 years old. I went overseas and I was able to visit places by being in the service that I never would have ever seen if I had not been in the service. So I got a chance to get on a ship and ride across the Pacific to the Philippine Islands. I spent time in the Philippine Islands and also on the island of Guam. And when I came back, I was able to participate in the what they call the educational program for veterans. So that's how I got to go to the University of Pittsburgh. And I originally wanted to be a doctor, but I got married very young. And after my first 2 years, my family activities, my family responsibilities began to increase because we had a child. So I had to work. So I dropped out of school. I have seven children. So one goal was that each one of them would get a college education. And we insisted, my wife and I, that each one had to graduate from high school, and hopefully they would want to go on to college. They all went. They didn't all finish. All seven went, but four graduated. So we left it up to them. It's up to you. You make out of life what you want your life to be. I got an opportunity to go to Africa. The church that I belong to has a choir. And this was back in 72 when the black movement was going into full swing, where people here were relating to the fact of where we came from. Fortunately enough, it was a group of students from Kenya that were going to the University of Pittsburgh, and they came to our church. And it was very interesting for us to learn about the history, about how their country gained their freedom from Britain. And they formed a class and they taught us a little Swahili. Then the director of our choir decided that they wanted to visit Kenya. And they had a fundraising for a year and they raised enough money. Now, I had two daughters in the choir. So my wife and I were like mentors to the choir. So we got a chance to go also. Another goal that I have is to improve the conditions of the people that I belong to, black people. And any way that I can do that, I'm happy to use any energy, any information, or any intelligence that I have to do that. I love to read. And I like to read poetry. As a matter of fact, I write poetry. I can recite one for you if you want to hear it. It's a great, good feeling for a man and his spouse to get that last kid out of the house. No more Girl Scout cookies or puppy love or reluctant dragons needing a shove. It's not that bad just being alone when they're out of the house and on their own. I'm regularly involved in the senior games that just ended around the end of June. And I participated in archery. There was a walking event. I participated in 12 events. I won 10 medals. I wish I had them around my neck right now. And I think what I'm trying to express is that throughout your life, you can stay active. And it's helpful to you, and it's helpful to the people around you. So I'm 85. I'll bet you I can beat most of you pitching horseshoes.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Jaden Wallace and Devontae Ponton. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at crossingfences.org.